Part 1. Castle Araluen. Chapter 1.
"Whoa there, Tom! Steady on, fellow!"
Tom was a plough horse, well past middle age and resigned, like most of his placid breed, to the constant task of plodding up and down, hauling a plough that carved consecutive furrows in the rich earth of Halder Farm. He wasn't accustomed to being stopped in mid-furrow, and he turned his shaggy head to look at his owner, Devon Halder. Devon, like his horse, was well past middle age, and the smock that he was wearing was liberally daubed with patches of drying mud. Later that night, when he was asked in the local tavern what led him to stop and turn around, he couldn't really recall. Perhaps he had heard the slight sounds of creaking leather and rope, or the rustle of a sail in the brisk wind. Whatever it was enough for Devon to halt Tom and turn to face the river behind him. When he did, the sight that met his eyes sent a sudden jolt of panic through him. Barely 40 metres away, gliding smoothly up the river, was a ship. His first thought was that she was a wolf ship, and Devon was old enough to remember when the sight of a Scandian wolf ship on the river was a prelude to a sudden, savage attack. He tensed his muscles to run and spread the alarm in the nearby village, but he paused at the last second. The days when Scandians used to raid the coastal and river villages of Araluen were well in the past now, and besides, on second glance, this was no wolf ship. She was similar in style and shape, sure enough. She was slim-waisted and had a look of speed about her. She didn't have the broad, capacious lines of a cargo hull, but there was no large square sail such as a wolf ship would use. Instead, this ship was rigged with a triangular sail that was mounted fore and aft along the line of the ship, supported by a long, gracefully curving spar that swept up high above the hull. She was smaller than a wolf ship. Also, at her bow post, there was no carved wolf's head, with raised hackles and snarling teeth. Instead, there was a carving in the shape of a bird's head, and there was a motif of a seabird in flight on the sail. A graceful bird, with wings spread wide. A heron, Devon realised. But the four circular, wood and metal reinforced shields, arrayed down the starboard bulwark, were unmistakably Scandian in design, although he noticed that a fifth shield, set level with the helmsman's position, was shaped like a triangle. The crew, those he could see, were dressed in Scandian fashion, with leather and sheepskin vests and leggings held secure by crisscross bindings. Yet he saw none of the horned helmets for which the Scandian sea wolves were well known, the sight of which would strike fear into any honest farmer's heart. Instead, several of them wore dark woollen watch caps, rolled down to cover their ears against the cold. As he watched, the figure at the helm raised a hand in greeting. Devon shaded his eyes to look more closely at the helmsman. He appeared to be quite young, and relatively slim for a Scandian. The person beside him was more like a typical sea wolf, Devon thought. He was bulky, with wild grey hair blowing in the wind. As Devon watched, he realised that the second man had a wooden hook in place of his right hand. Definitely a sea wolf type, he thought. But then the man made a similar gesture of greeting. Devon returned the wave cautiously. His suspicions were still raised. Small as she might be, this was definitely a cruiser, a raiding ship. She was fast, lean-hulled, and potentially dangerous. And, as the shields arrayed down her bulwark attested, her crew were fighting men. He watched her closely as she sailed past, gradually pulling out into the centre of the river to round the approaching bend. The helmsman and his companion lowered their hands and seemed to lose interest in the elderly farmer and his plough horse.
"That'll give him something to talk about in the tavern tonight," Thorn said with a grin. "Probably the most exciting thing that's happened to him since his plough got stuck on a tree root 5 days ago.